Hi there. Welcome to Braum Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it. Songs also do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Braum Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in a single package. As a matter of fact, now she's on iTunes, and you can buy her content right on iTunes. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Well, so far, if you've been listening to these lessons in order, you've heard 10 songs from June's first album, which is entitled You Own Me. June wrote and produced those songs before she came to Barah Ministries, but for the next several lessons, you'll be listening to her first Barah Ministries album. Today's song title is from her second album, and it's called The Essence of God. There is one and only one God. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, he says this, I am the Lord and there is no other. Beside me, there is no God. The God we worship is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is 100% God, and that's why we call him the Lord. He's 100% mankind. He has true humanity just like you and me. And that's why we call him Jesus Christ, the first and last name of his true humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ is the physical manifestation of the Godhead, the one God who expresses himself in three separate and distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, God the Son, the Lord, took on the form of true humanity, Jesus Christ, and came to earth. John chapter 1, verse 14 says this, and the Word, which is ho logos in the Greek, the Lord, God the Son, became flesh, true humanity, Jesus Christ, and lived for a while among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as the uniquely born one from God the Father, full of grace and full of truth, uniquely born in that he's 100% God and 100% man in one person forever. The Christ, the Eternal One, the Messiah, came to earth as a man. The Lord Jesus Christ is the unique person of the universe, and there is no one else like him anywhere. Well, God has essence. What is essence? Essence is the basic, real, and invariable nature of a thing, or its significant individual features. All the members of the Godhead have exactly the same essence. And in today's song, June Murphy describes God's essence, the attributes of his nature. So let's hear June's song for the day, which is called The Essence of God.
Omnipotence, omnipresence,
Beautiful song. What are the attributes of our Almighty God? Well, justice. God is always fair. Righteousness. God is free from sin. Sovereignty. God is above all other gods, and nothing happens in the universe without His permission. Omniscience. God knows all that is knowable. Omnipresence. God is everywhere simultaneously. Omnipotence. God has all the power. Love. God is unconditional love. Immutability, God never changes. Veracity, God is truth. He always tells the truth and He would never consider telling a lie. And eternal life, God is eternal. He has no beginning and no ending. This is the essence of God. The significance of God's essence is that when you know His essence, you know Him. And when you know Him, you can debunk any lies that anyone tells about Him. For example, have you ever heard anyone say that God is going to punish you? Of course you have. Now, when you look at God's essence, you see that He loves you unconditionally. So does it make any sense to you that a person who loves you unconditionally would punish you? It really doesn't. God certainly disciplines His creatures. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 says this, "For those whom the Lord loves, He also disciplines. And He scourges with a whip every son whom He receives." So why does God discipline us? Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. "It is for discipline that you endure. He's teaching us endurance. God deals with you as He deals with sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline?" Hebrews 12, 8. "But if you're without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons." Because somebody who doesn't care about a son would not discipline them. Hebrews 12, 9. "Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them all. Well, shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live?" Hebrews 12, 10. "For human fathers disciplined us for a short time, as seemed best to them. But God the Father disciplines us for our good, so that we might share His holiness." Hebrews 12, 11, "All discipline for the moment seems not to be enjoyable." That's why we refer to it as punishment. "But sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by discipline, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness." The Lord's discipline is provided to train us in a character pattern. Decidedly, it is not for punishment. And when we understand this, we understand that discipline is totally in line with God's essence, especially His unconditional love. And when we understand God's essence, we know Him, and we can understand the things He is doing to shape our character. We can know how much He loves us and values us as creatures, and we can know how powerful He is. Psalm 95:1, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." Thanks, June, for another beautiful and enlightening song. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching, to anyone who is listening, who is lost, to anyone who does not have a relationship with the sovereign God of the universe, the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 36 says, "He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son shall not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." John chapter 3, verse 17 says, "God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." So right now, you can tell God the Father that you are believing in his Son. And that is the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in this lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a 9-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this. The repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation, because you can't do it for yourself. The Lord Jesus Christ, get to know him. Get to know his essence. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark. Thank you.